1620-94.5 WTAW. Bryan ISD School Board hears before Christmas break the results of hiring a third-party provider to provide special education services to 18 students in the 7th through 12th grades.
Academically, students are experiencing success in this supportive environment. Behaviorally, the impact has been significant.
Special Education Director Jennifer Warren said one outcome is students catching up on completing class credit.
It's exciting to see that joy in their face that maybe was lost for some time trying to find that success again.
Warren also says improved student behavior in the classroom carrying over at home.
The calm down strategies and de-escalation into regulation being used at home. And that's what the social worker and the climate manager that are employed with this agency, that's their role, is to help make those connections to ensure that they have the ability to have the consistency between the two.
Warren also said during the fall semester compared to the fall of 2023, the new special education service led to reducing the number of disciplinary referrals by 67% and a reduction in the number of days students were suspended by 44%. Bryan ISD School Board President David Stansney brought the responsibility public schools have to provide special education services.
Remember, when there's discussion about public schools, it's another reminder that we're taking all comers, and they're challenging kids sometimes. But we are trying to help every kid. We don't pick and choose, and so that's something that we can be very proud of.
Warren says a $900,000 cost offset by almost $600,000 by not filling special education vacant positions. The 1620-94.5 WTAW.